And it's funny, there's so many questions that we're thinking now we wish he'd asked, but one side doesn't supposedly respond to EGFR antibodies. Which side is it?
It'd be the right side seems to have less, but that's the minority of patients. Remember, most patients have left-sided disease. So the difference was on the right side was a very large difference. There was a smaller difference on the left side, but there was still actually looked a little bit better. Retrospective data, but consistent retrospective data. The FIRE-3 trial from Europe, which was a FOLFIRI backbone, also looked very similar. And people have been talking about this for a while. So eventually it'll be like the neurology, you know, talk about right-handed, you know, we'll be talking about right-sided and left-sided.
Are we moving towards really, dividing the disease up into right and left side? Do you think the trials are going to do that?
I think that they will always be taken into right now. First of all, they're also, even when you look at that data, it's probably not sidedness per se, but there are probably other biological, since you're talking about biomarkers, there are probably other biomarkers that are in there. And I think that at least for now, we're using sidedness as a surrogate for those markers. But hopefully in the future, we'll be able to be a little bit smarter.